Stuart James joins us. He's the chair of the Eastern Transport Users Association. How are you going, Stuart?
Good, thanks, Raf. Glad to be here.
What are the issues for you?
Look, there's a couple of issues. For us, the number one issue in Deakin, as it is in every electorate around the state, is the bus service, or the lack of bus services and underfunding. The biggest issue we have with getting people to stations and getting them out of their cars, if you like, is trying to get them to stations. So around
Deakin... Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I've spoken to an electorate where they haven't said to me, gee, we could do with more buses. Why haven't you got more buses? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think they're really the ugly duckling of the transport network.
Is that really the reason, just because they're not sexy?
Well, I think so. I don't think they're vote-grabbing, headlining things that the trains and trams are. And close to 70% of Melburnians don't have access to any other form of transport. So we look at building car parks and getting people to stations and getting them that way, and that's just band-aiding over the real problem, which is how do we get people to leave their cars at home in the first place and just walk down the local station. My grandmother...
Can I ask you about the car parks? Because yes, the Liberal Party has been very keen on them, especially in the Victorian seats. They do have one big benefit. You are very quickly going to give a couple of hundred people, maybe 500 people a day, easier access to a train. So surely they're a good thing.
Well, are you going to give them easier access to the train? Or are you going to stop them from driving around in circles for a few hours, trying to find a parking spot? If there was a bus at the end of their street that ran every 10 minutes to get into the station, would they jump on that bus? They're only getting in the car in the first place because it's going to take them half an hour to get there by any other mode, method of transport. So they want to drive to the station to get there. So I think car parks are desperately needed at the moment, but only because we've chronically underfunded our bus network to begin with.
I came here on the marvellous Eastern Freeway. You've got EastLink. However, there were some significant promises actually around Croydon from the Liberal Party. So they're pouring quite a bit of money into roads. Croydon's the one I remember. I think there are actually a few road announcements from the Liberal Party. Do you need money spent on roads? You clearly do. It's part of the growing Melbourne.
Up in the 80s, Raf, the Kane Kerner government told me that the southeastern arterial would solve congestion. Within 5 years, they decided that they had to remove the traffic lights and grade separate it. The Kennett government put an extra lane in there. The Brax-Bunbury government put an extra lane in there. The Andrews government last year put an extra lane in there. Congestion's as bad as it's ever been. We can't keep building roads and expecting that to solve our problem. We need to move people, not cars.
Is that something that the federal government should be involved in, or is that a state government issue?
Well, look, the federal government can get involved in whatever it wants. I think it's Section 96 of the Australian Constitution will allow them to do that. But we would suggest that the infrastructure is mainly the thing that they should get involved in. Locally here, we argue that the Croydon level crossing removal at Coolstore Road there should be removed and elevate the rail there and really open up that whole area.
So that hasn't been done by the Victorian government?
No, and it hasn't, and we were hoping it would be on their list last year.
Strangely, in the state electorate of Ringwood that they won, surprisingly, at the last election, they got 1, 2, 3 level crossings. Might have helped contribute to their victory.
Well, perhaps they can aim for Croydon next time
perhaps
and get that state electorate
perhaps
as well.
They can.
Because that would really... Croydon's really divided by that. It's a shopping centre of two halves. And
yeah, right.
Maroondah Council's very keen on getting that pulled out as well. Track duplication between Moorabbin and Lilydale we see as critical as well, just to allow more services to run along the line as well. But can I, if I can indulge, Deakin touches on a marginal part of Manningham,
which
allows me to raise Doncaster Rail.
Now, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, I don't think any state or federal government of any persuasion has ever shown any interest to build it. It was first proposed, actually, prior to aircraft being developed, prior to Federation. In 1890,
Doncaster Rail?
1890.
I didn't know it went back that far.
There is an opportunity now with a $10 million commitment from the federal government into the suburban rail loop to put a caveat on that, again under Section 96 of the Constitution, to have that stage one, instead of going from Cheltenham to Box Hill and stopping there,
yes,
go to Cheltenham to Doncaster, one extra stop, and finally give the people Doncaster heavy rail that they've been looking for 130-odd years.
Good luck with that. There is $4 billion. It's not on the budget books yet, because the state Labor government has not said yes to it. But Michael Suker, Alan Tudge, the congestion-busting minister, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, there's $4 billion for the East-West Link, the Eastern Freeway that I drove on. When I drive back, I know I am going to run into trouble when I hit Punt Road. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? That's why people in this part of the world would love the East-West Link to be built, yes?
Well, you can understand why people want to build, because they don't want to sit in cars. But I can guarantee you that you build it and 5 years later it'll be just a chock as everything else, just but like we did with the Monash.
We're going to need it. I mean, there's a prioritisation going on with infrastructure in Victoria. So the experts say, yes, maybe one project ahead of another, but it's going to have to be built at some stage.
Well, I think after we built the North East Link, it will induce enough traffic to create a need or create a cost-benefit ratio for
But not a priority for you.
Well, I don't think the North East Link's a priority, to be honest, for us. You're spending $18 billion on that. That's a lot of...
It's the biggest road project in the country,
isn't it? You
could
do a lot of money. You could build a couple of Melbourne Metros with that. Melbourne Metro 2 could be funded for that, which isn't even on the agenda.
No, it isn't even on the agenda. That's true. Stuart, is transport going to decide votes in this seat, do you think?
Because it's an exciting time to be a transport advocate. It really is. The state election that we just fought, I've never, ever seen transport front and centre of so many policies there and both sides of politics.
And we've got airport rail out of the federal government. They're teaming up with the state government. Labor and Liberal working together there.
It's good. And I think politicians are starting to realise that we need to start looking at a different solution. But I still think that the road rail or the road transport funding is about 70-30.
Yes.
It needs to be the other way. It needs to be 70%. You've got to move people, not cars.
What football team do people go for in this part of the world?
I'm from Oakley, actually.
what do people go for in Oakley?
I'm from Melbourne, so I'm...
Melbourne?
I'm all about the World Cup in a couple of weeks. I've given up on the AFL.
Yeah, I'm Carlton supporter. I don't get to talk. Stuart, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Raph.
Stuart James is chair of the Eastern Transport Users Association.